people. This is Arthur Anthony, the co-creator of the Life Cope podcast and the Life Cope app, which is coming soon. And as a reminder, here at Life Cope, we don't have all the answers, but we can give you options. And just to let you guys know, I am not a licensed therapist or a psychologist. I just give options to those or advice to those that can use it. All right, so let's get this out of the way. The eclipse, right? Man, that I don't remember seeing the eclipse back in 1991. Probably because back then I was in Sierra Leone, in West Africa. But yeah, but that thing was, it was amazing looking at that today. Just kidding, I didn't see it. You know why I could? Because I was actually at work. So for all you guys that got to see it today, I'm happy for you, but thankfully, NASA was airing it, and I was able to tune in on Twitter and see it through NASA. So, NASA, shout out to you guys. Good job on that coverage today. It was amazing. Never seen anything like it before, or at least I don't remember seeing anything like it. Hopefully, some of you did not actually look at the eclipse directly, you know, with your with unprotected eyes, with your eyes not protected. So maybe you got lucky, nothing happened this time, but there could be some after effects if you did. So just hopefully there's, you guys use protection when looking at this, looking at the eclipse today. But yeah, so anyway, but it was beautiful. So just want to say thanks to NASA. And another point, just, man, just think today, like, with all the negative stuff that's been happening, you know, over the past couple of weeks, you know, and today, just seeing, like, people just forgetting about that and just, you know, everybody just coming together, hopefully some people, everybody came together, but, and just having a good time, you know, and that's what life's all about, people. Not gonna lie, though. When it happened, I was kind of imagining in my head the scene from Independence Day. Yeah. I was kind of thinking that was going to happen, but thankfully that did not happen, and at least not yet, and everybody was able to, you know, enjoy it today, that was able to enjoy it, and for those of us that had to work, you know, thankfully technology has advanced, and we can now watch it through our mobile devices. So today, what we're talking about, is part two of our series of dating older and younger. So the first part, we talked about dating a younger man and woman. So today, we're talking about coping with dating an older man or woman. So, of course, you know, dating an older person is, funny enough, it's less acceptable with younger peers than as with an older person dating a younger person. An older person dating a younger, person. So, which is kind of weird because you would think that the older crowd would be more judgmental because they're more mature, and they would look at their peers differently, but surprisingly, the younger peers look at each other, look at others that are dating older people with, more judgmentally, I guess you could say, but I just thought that was kind of weird. So of course, if you're going to date somebody that's older, don't do it because of the money. If you're going to do it because you like the person. And of course you'll have to, you know, let that person know that, or let that person or go through some, you know, trust, exercises, not really exercises, but go through some trust, times, or I don't know how to say it, but just, because those people, you know, older people with money, they're going to be more weary of younger person that wants to date them. So, they're it's not necessarily that they don't trust you, but I'm pretty sure they've had bad experiences in the past. So just stay with it if you like that person. And once you've gained their trust, then they'll know that you like them for them and not for their money. Another thing is, you can't help who you fall in love with, right? Or who you like. So just keep that in mind whenever you start dating somebody that's older than you. For the younger crowd, it's just, you gotta keep your, if you have daddy issues and mommy issues, you gotta keep that in check. Of course, that might have a little bit to do with it, of why you like that person, but you gotta keep those issues in check and not necessarily project those issues onto that person that you're dating. So just keep that in mind. So today, the three coping options or advice I'm giving for coping with dating an older person are: equal partnership is one, number two, expectation management, and number three, be careful with advice. So number one, equal partnership. It's equal partnership. I mean, you can't, just because that person's older than you that you're dating, you can't expect him to always, pay for your stuff or, pay for dinner or pay for the movies and stuff. Make sure you make it known that you want it to be an equal partnership, and you want to be a contributing partner in that relationship. Because if they end up paying for everything, then they're pretty much like your sugar daddy or your sugar mama. And if you like this person, that's not what you want. So you want to make it clear that you definitely want to be an equal partner in that relationship. Same goes not necessarily for like paying for stuff, but same goes for making decisions in your life. Say you guys get serious and you decide to move in, and you guys, decide to have a baby or whatever, or adopt. It has to be an equal decision. You guys both have to think about it and talk about it like normal relationships do, or normal people do, and come to a mutual agreement on what you guys want to have in that relationship. Baby, so the big ones are, babies, buying houses, stuff like that, or buying a car. Those are the things that you would have to make sure that you have an equal opinion on whenever you guys are making that decision. So number two, expectation management. Since you're younger, there are things that you'll be able to do that, your older partner won't be able to do. So you just have to expect those things. But they can try, but you just have to, you can't expect them to succeed at what you can, because you're younger. And I'm talking about, the 20-year age difference gaps, not necessarily like if you guys are three or five years apart. Those are things that you can overcome. But if you're like, more than 10 or more than 15 years apart, there's some there's some significant obstacles there that are significant differences there that you guys will have to overcome. So just expect that they won't be able to do everything that you can do at your age, and just don't be disappointed when they can't. Just encourage them and be happy that they at least tried, if they did try to do something that you wanted to do, like, going out and staying out all night with your friends, and somebody over 50 or somebody that's 50 or 40 to 50 might not necessarily be able to keep up with you, so you just got to keep that in mind and don't get disappointed, but just be thankful that person is at least trying to be a part of your life and do things with you. Number three, be careful with getting advice from your older partner, because, like I said, they're your lover, they're your boyfriend or girlfriend, or fiance, whatever. Just be careful when you ask for advice from them, because they are there to be your partner, and you asking advice from them over all the time will pretty much make them feel like they're your parent, and you don't want that. You want them to give you advice when you want it, or when you really can't find anyone else to talk to, just like a regular relationship, you know? I mean, yes, husbands and wives or whatever, and girlfriends and boyfriends talk about stuff, you know, that happens in their lives every day, but be careful with the advice that you get from your partner, because then they could, you know, especially if they have older kids, it could make them think that, you know, that not necessarily that you're one of the kids, but when they give you advice, they'll give you advice like you're one of the kids. So just, you guys talk about it, like when you first start dating, and just let them know that, you know, you guys are lovers or boyfriend and girlfriend, so you don't expect them to treat you like one of their children or like a child, and that, you know, when you come to them for advice, that they give advice that's that you can use, but it's not necessarily the same advice they would give to their children. So there are other, you know, problems or, you know, coping options to cope with dating an older person. But hey, look, when you decide to date somebody that's older than you, you just gotta make sure that you're happy when you decide to do that. You can't care about what everybody else thinks. You just do what will make you happy, what feels right, you know? If you're dating this person and, you know, it feels right, then, hey, that's good for you. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have daddy or mommy issues. It just means that this is the person that you vibe with, and that's who you want to be with, you know? So just take it slow, take it easy when you decide to do it, and just and make sure that's the person that you want to date or you want to be with, you know? Enjoy your partnership for whatever time it lasts, even if it's not necessarily, if it doesn't last forever, or it's not, you know, it's not going to be a serious relationship, just enjoy it for what it is, and, you know, that relationship will either grow, or you guys will have fun memories later on, so just enjoy it for what it is. Well, as always, if you want us to mention your business or program, you can always email us at bam3@lifecopeapp.com, or you can reach out to us on any of our social media outlets. This is Arthur Anthony once again saying stay well and stay safe. Happy Eclipse Day, guys.